This is GQDN for Tuesday, September 19th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, Liza P. release Phil Spencer. What was he thinking about? And we have some sales and stuff. But today, we talk about a rumor. Because according to PC Games N, Fallout may be a remake. Because one of the creators did outline a vision for that. And really, that could have some big plans for Fallout 1. And now that could be. And Fallout, I believe, came out in 1997. And then they jumped ahead to Fallout New Vegas and Fallout 4. They being PC Games N. But Fallout did do some good things and made a pretty good franchise. So, Timothy Kane, who was a co-created original Fallout, did outline some ideas for a Fallout remake. So here's what he said, quote, "I don't want to make a completely new game. If it's a Fallout remake, I think it should be the game, just better and more modern. Get rid of the bugs, or add the stuff we didn't have time to finish. Get rid of a lot of the frictional parts that are not considered fun challenges in today's modern world. I would improve the UI and the AI. There are tons of ways to make the UI better. Clean it up. Make it easier to do things with a mouse and keyboard." End quote. But the article was also talking about the perk system and the artwork and the world design. So Kane did say that they would have to make some opportunities in order to make the original classic even better. So here's what he said about that, quote, "An explorable map would be great. I would add something like predictable generation so you could drop in anywhere on the map. I would add predictably generated ruins, caves, stuff along freeways and roads, kind of like some of the random encounters are already. I bring a lot of the original artists in the redo art. I don't want it to be different. I want it to be much higher detail. I'd also want to add creature respawning. I really want to be a universal thing. I definitely add more reactivity to the game. I wish people reacted more to the armor you're wearing, things you've said, or all of your past actions." And he did say a lot more, but I won't get into everything that he said. You'll have to go read it yourself. I know it's a pain in the butt. You get over it. But now we're going to get into a whole lot of Xbox news. And this includes something very interesting via GameInformer.com. Because see, the Xbox head, Phil Spencer, wanted to buy Nintendo and Warner Brothers Interactive at one point. In fact, as Stephen Tertullio on X did say, quote, "In August 2020, Phil Spencer mulled prospects of buying Nintendo or Valve, said Microsoft's board are fully supportive in either if opportunity arises. Thought outside investment in Nintendo might create more opportunity for Microsoft, but I don't think it's a hostile action would be a good move." And he didn't include an article. But that's what he wanted to do. But he didn't think that he could do it because Nintendo was sitting on a pretty big pile of cash. So, he also noted that without the stock buyout, that could be related to a catalyst. But he didn't see anything that could be agreeable merger to the Nintendo and Microsoft. But he did do that with Activision Blizzard, as well you know. And he also did that to ZeniMax Media. That was for $7.5 billion. But he also wanted to do that with Warner Brothers Interactive, which is the publisher for Hogwarts Legacy, that was earlier this year, and Mortal Kombat 1, which is out now, I believe. Comes out later this week, I should say. But that's what he was thinking about. Now, GamesRadar.com did say that Xbox did underestimate Baldur's Gate 3. So, Microsoft did not expect really anything from Baldur's Gate 3. But Larian Studios, the maker of the game, should be mad about that. Because of some of the Xbox FTC leaks did show up this week in an email from Phil Spencer. And they did run down his expectations about the third-party edition from Xbox Game Pass. Xbox did expect to pay the service, for example, for it to get EA to agree, or if they could get EA to agree to a deal. But EA is not going anywhere. But some of the other Game Pass additions, old Spencer ranked Baldur's Gate 3 near the bottom. And he described it as a, quote, second-run Stadia PC RPG, end quote. In fact, Microsoft did expect that Larian would want about $5 million just to get Baldur's Gate 3 on Game Pass. And that will be about the same deal as Just Dance and Let's Sing ABBA. But what happened to Baldur's Gate 3? It is one of the biggest releases this year so far. So, if you're playing it, enjoy it. Oh, wait. There's the Xbox wire again. And they're saying that you can set sail for the Sea of Thieves next community weekend. That'll be in 11 days, September 30th. So the community weekend will take place from Saturday, September 30th to Monday, October 2nd. They'll have some login bonuses, some pop-up blunders, and some in-game multiplayer things that would be up on the Twitch Sea of Thieves category. Oh, there will also be some Twitch drops, community shoutouts, and some celebratory stream from the on-site tavern. But that's not the only thing that's coming to Xbox. Oh, no, no, no. Because the Xbox sales does have some Tokyo Game Show sales, and this is on the Xbox News site. And that would mean that the discounts are now available through September 25th. Now, here is a lot of the things. I'm not going to hit every single one because there's a lot. There's just a lot. There's too many. There's up to 14 pages. Seriously. There's a lot of add-ons. But you can see Crisis Core from Final Fantasy VII Remake. It's Final Fantasy Reunion. Crisis Core. Red Dead 2 Redemption. And The Expanse. A Plague Tale bundle is also on sale. There's a couple of Batman games that's on sale. Call to the Lamb. Look at the Conan Exiles. Castlevania. Devil May Cry 5 and 4. Of course, a lot of Final Fantasy stuff. Oh, and Far Cry 6. Go take a look at that. Hot Wheels, all on sale. Lego, a lot of Lego, all on sale. Kingdom Hearts, also on sale. Monster Hunter, Mega Man, all on sale. Railway Empire, Planet Coaster, Resident Evil, add-ons and games and stuff. Gundam, Tekken 7, The Witcher 3, Watch Dogs Legion, Bioshock, and Call of Duty, and a whole bunch of others. So go take a look at that. Now, I did say leaks, right? Well, one of the leaks that came out so far this week was, according to Engadget.com, Microsoft was looking at Doom and Dishonored games. So, and we're looking at fiscal year 23, and they were looking at Doom Year Zero and DLC, and that's a planned title, an Elder Scrolls Online expansion, Elder Scrolls 5, a Fallout 3 remaster, and the Doom Year Zero DLC, among other things. So, yeah. Now, Blue News does remind us that The Lies of P is now released and is available for PC and consoles. So, no more beta. It's time to go get it. If you want it. It is on the... Well, it's on Steam. Sorry. It's on the Mac App Store as well. So, go get your Pinocchio on. Somebody else was trying to do something, too. Because we know Elon Musk. And he brought a gun to a Cyberpunk 2077 recording session. This comes to us from Kotaku.com, and he did beg the developer CD Projekt Red to give him a cameo, interrupting a girlfriend and a mother of the three a Musk last 11 children. Well, that's the ex-girlfriend called Grimes. Voice acting sessions with a gun. And that's what a biography from Walter Isaac did reveal. Now, what Grimes told Isaacson was, quote, "The studio guys were like sweating." But Musk replied to that by saying, quote, "I told them I was armed but not dangerous." Now, Isaacson did write, quote, "His son Saxon had recently asked offbeat question that resonated, why doesn't the future look like the future?" Musk would quote Saxon's question repeatedly. But what Grimes did say after that was, quote, "He's not good at reading the room. My favorite version of E is the one who's down for Burning Man and will sleep on a couch, eat canned soup, and be chill." And Kotaku did have to say, "Put the gun down, man." Some things are just fun. I know, we try to have fun too here at Group Quest and at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Oh, people.